Angus at Work, a podcast for the profit-minded cattleman. Brought to you by the Angus Beef Bulletin, we have news and information on health, nutrition, marketing, genetics, and management. So, let's get to work, shall we? Hello and welcome to Angus at Work. I'm your host, Casey Brown. Trade shows can be both incredibly informative and maybe a little anxiety-inducing, or maybe that's just me. But I generally go through, I scout for the cool free things, and I avoid eye contact unless I already have specific questions. However, a former intern turned field editor and very good friend, Paige Nelson, showed me the error of my ways a few years ago. Her method gets far more information and way cooler free things. It's also so simple that I kick myself for not doing this earlier. And guess what, listeners? I will share with you this bit of wisdom. Next time you're at a trade show, go by the booths with confidence. Simply go up to a booth and say, "Tell me about your product." And then once you get a little bit more information, you can ask, "What do you have available here?" You don't have to walk by slowly, trying to read the signage nonchalantly without gathering attention. Again, maybe that's just me. But I did this at the Range Beef Cow Symposium, and I learned about a really cool product that was interesting enough that I went back and did a podcast interview. This is certainly not an advertisement, just something cool that I had not heard of before that sounds like it could really do some good to improve the gut health and immunity of your cattle. So, let's dig in. I am coming to you from Rapid City, South Dakota for the Range Beef Cow Symposium. We are going to talk about protecting your calf's health before that calf is born. And so we're in the trade show here at Range Beef Cow, and I'll let you introduce yourself.
Thanks, Casey. Paul Mitchell, we're with the Pharmatan product. We have a business in Des Moines, Iowa called Imogene Ingredients, and we handle Pharmatan. We bring it in from Europe, and we feed it to both cows and baby calves. And it's excellent to prevent Cryptosporidium, coccidiosis, Clostridia, and E. coli.
Tell me a little bit about how a cattleman should use it. Why should they use this, and what does it help with in the long run?
Well, Casey, I'm here actually with a group of my colleagues, Paul Martin, my business partner, and Joe Knapp, another business partner, and also we've got Dr. Predrag Simonovic over from Europe, and I think on a technical questions like that, I'll have Dr. Predrag give his opinion in terms of the health benefits of it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Thanks, Casey. So the use of Pharmatan is not so specific, so you would use it about 2 months before, 2 to 3 months before calving season, and about 2 to 3 months after the calving season. So our idea is, with our product, let's say the clean intestine from any pathogen that mother bears, and to decrease and stop the spreading or shedding the bacteria and Microsporidia, Coccidia in the environment. So by that, we will protect the newborn calf for to prevent infection, actually, after calving.
Right, because scours and all of those affect that calf throughout its entire life. Right?
Yeah, and the first contact with the mother and with the ground is actually the time of infection.
You were mentioning earlier about how it improves the colostrum. Can you talk to me a little bit about that again?
Sure, Casey. And, you know, our byline is feed the cow and protect the calf. And as Dr. Predrag said, it's very good for the mother cow, cleans her out of those infections. And then Dr. Predrag actually did an extensive dairy study, and I let him comment on that as well, on the beneficial impact of reducing the amount of negative energy, the negative energy balance in the cow at calving, reducing the duration and the severity of it, but also increasing colostrum quantity and quality. And I think, Dr. Predrag, you saw about a 15% increase in antibodies. Do you want to just comment on that?
So our product is based on sweet chestnut extract. So the tannins, hydrolyzable tannins in sweet chestnut extract are strong antioxidants. So in the time around calving, a couple of weeks before and a couple of weeks after, this antioxidative effect is very important. So it prevents oxidative stress and decreases the oxidative stress in cows. So the liver, the function of the liver is better. The immune status of animals before calving is increased. That's why we can expect about 12 to 15% higher immunoglobulin G level in colostrum. That means that calves that are drinking that colostrum are protected from the intestinal and respiratory disease in the first weeks of life.
And so this has been used primarily in the dairy industry, correct? Can you tell me a little bit about some of the research that's been on the dairy cattle and how that can translate into the beef industry?
My partner, Paul Martin, he actually saw this in operation in European dairies. And Paul, do you want to comment on when you brought this back to Delbert Fast and Dick Wright and how you got that into the beef herds with Delbert Fast?
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yeah, Casey, this actually goes back to a conference I went to in Slovenia 5 years ago, and Dr. Predrag was one of the main presenters there, and we were talking about the effect on dairy cows and how this was working in Eastern European dairies and helping to control Clostridia. And when I came back from that conference, I realized dairy prices were in the tank, and dairy producers probably weren't too interested in dealing with a new product at that time. So I got a hold of Dick Wright at Yagi's in Yankton, South Dakota, and told him, I said, I think we could have effect on pre-calving cows. In other words, clean up the cow and prevent scours in the calves. And we found our first producer to use it was Delbert Fast up in Oneida, South Dakota. He had an ongoing problem with crypto and would lose anywhere from 5 to 20% of his calves every year. And he said this was an ongoing problem. It was something in the soil. So he was constantly fighting this. And he said it wasn't so much the death as it was just the sick calves that never performed. So we went in that first year, and he was our first consumer. We had 225 cows that we treated, and he had 2 mild scours cases that next spring, and he's been on it. This is the 5th year and that he's been on the program, and he has not lost a calf to scours since then. Had a few mild cases of scours, but when you take someone from 5% death loss to nothing in a spring, that's making a statement. This last year, we are figuring we sold enough product to treat 60,000 cows in the Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas, and Idaho, Montana. We haven't begun to scratch the surface of what is out there for a market, but if anyone's having a 2% death loss and we can prevent it, you've paid for this program very easily.
Casey, one of the other things we've seen with it is, and Dwayne Sebris is a nutritionist here today as well at the show, and Dwayne was able to tell us here just a couple of weeks back after doing preg checking that his non-Pharmatan herds were running somewhere in the 14 to 15% open on preg checks. Now he's got close to 5,000 cows on Pharmatan, and his Pharmatan herds, he said, are averaging between 3 and 4% open. There's good science in terms of ammonia and improvement in metabolism that we see with the Pharmatan in their system that it supports why that would be. But it's great to see a practitioner in the field able to come back and tell us that, because someone of his experience and reach, he has seen it firsthand now, and so very positive, and he's been able to recruit more and more producers and ranchers because the neighbors are telling him that it's working. So far, so good.
Right. And word of mouth is the best way to spread good news, right?
It is. Well, another word of mouth is we've got Joe Knapp here. Joe's over in Nebraska. Joe, you want to talk a little bit about some of the feedlot folks? And
sure.
There's definitely a couple of folks that have seen good improvement with what they're doing and receiving diets.
Absolutely. I tell you what, thanks, Casey. We've got into a couple feed yards, one in particular that starts a lot of high-stress cattle and starts 4, 5, 6-weight cattle, and they come in and they're already, the ruminant is on a truck over 3 hours, their rumen undevelops. We've seen where we can get in, and we are cutting vet bills. We're getting into the bunk. We just finished a group, was it 3 weeks ago? They were 52 pounds heavier than what they should have been. And they were, you know, we were 50 days late getting to them.
Wow.
So, I mean, guys are seeing it, and it's a fun product to sell because everybody's been told they're going to buy something that works. It's fun to have that product that does what you say. So we're able on weaning. Gee whiz, we're holding our own on weaning. The Kevs like it. We don't have overconsumption with it, but they're responding. Again, it goes back to the appetite and the immune system. So whether it be weaning or in the feedlot, we're reducing vet bills. We're I guess cutting overhead. And right now with the beef thing, that's fun to know that we can come in and save the producer some money.
You're also improving animal welfare.
They're
still eating. They're comfortable.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, just they're more comfortable. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun to work with because the product, it does what we say it does. And it's a natural product.
That's great.
That's why we call it nature's answer to scours.
Oh, perfect.
Correct.
It's all natural.
That's awesome. What else do cattlemen need to know about this type of product?
You know, if we could, Casey, make a plug for our website, would that be okay with you? If folks want to go to pharmatanusa.com, that's pharmatanusa.com, they can contact us there. I'd be happy to visit with them. We also have an excellent calf paste that available on that website as well that has the Pharmatan tannin as well as some dried egg antibodies and a four-way bacillus that is excellent for a young calf. You know, so I would just say to a cattleman, there are solutions out here depending on what you're dealing with. We're not interested in a guy taking this if he doesn't need it. We're interested in a guy who's got a problem, and this absolutely works when it's needed. Something like a clostridia is something that, you know, talking to veterinarians, they've seen quite an increase in clostridial type scours, and this stuff is dynamite against that. And of course Coxy and Crypto are ever present. So we appreciate the chance to visit on it, and guys can reach out to us again, pharmatanusa.com, and we'll visit with them.
Perfect. I always like to end these on a good note. We all know that the cattle industry is really the people industry. So tell me, guys, something good that has happened either professionally or personally for you recently.
I'm going to start. Beyond Meat went down 17% yesterday.
All right.
So good luck to that. Paul, you got any comment on...
I can't top that one. That's good.
Joel, any...
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I'm with you on the meat, but I guess good for me personally, we found out we're having another grandson. So.
Oh, congratulations. Hey,
that's good for us. So
that's all right.
Good. Yeah. Dr. Frederick?
Yeah, good personally for me, it's I'm becoming a father. Yeah, so it's something to do with Pharmatan also.
but it's not Joe Knopf's daughter.
No. Well, congratulations. Well, that is some
thanks,
really
Casey.
Great news. Thank you for joining me. Again, we're coming from Range Beef Cow Symposium.
Listeners, you'll find more coverage from the Range Beef Cow Symposium in both the Angus Beef Bulletin and the Angus Beef Bulletin Extra. You can subscribe and access both of these publications at angusbeefbulletin.com/extra. That's E-X-T-R-A. Stay tuned for our next episode. You'll get to hear from Miranda Ryman, not just me, and Ron Scott about the relationship between nutrition and immunity. You may have noticed we've dedicated a couple of episodes already to the relationship between health and nutrition, but it's just such an important topic, especially as we head into spring. So be on the lookout April 13th for this next episode to drop. Thanks for joining us and for listening to Angus at Work.